We've also been taking a look at some of the races in the Pennsylvania state legislature that will be decided tomorrow. WPSU's Christine Allen reports on the 171st State House District, which pits a longtime incumbent against a lawyer who's a newcomer to politics.
Pennsylvania's state house districts tend to be oddly shaped, and the 171st is no exception. It includes part of Center and Mifflin counties, curving around Penn State but including College Township and a part of Ferguson Township. The incumbent, Carrie Benninghoff, a Republican, has represented the district for 19 years. At a sportsman's meeting in Pleasant Gap, Benninghoff said he's concerned about keeping down the cost of government.
I'm getting concerned about budgets that are growing by $1 billion each year.
But he doesn't want the state to increase revenue.
We got to stop trying to find new resources of money and try to manage the money we have better.
Part of managing money better, Benninghoff said, is reforming the state pension system.
Sadly, I think everybody needs a participant in that. We have a lot of groups that come before us and they want to be exempt out of any kind of pension reform. And I'm not sure if that's fair to the other people that don't get exempt.
Benninghoff said times have changed since the state pension system was created in the 20th century. He said today people are living 30 and 40 years past retirement at a high cost to the state.
It is just cost prohibitive, and I think we need to move the state towards that same thing that the private sector has done for 20 years.
At the League of Women Voters candidate night in State College, Benninghoff's challenger, Democrat Melody Fleck, didn't say what she'd do about pension reform.
All I can say is my background is in law, and I did a lot of estate administration and planning in my career. I have expertise in pensions and taxes, and I certainly would like to get in there and see what I can do.
But Fleck questioned why Benninghoff had not been able to tackle the problem.
I'm new to this, and of course, Carrie Benninghoff's been in office now 20 years. That's 10 terms. He's been the head of the GOP Policy Committee, which is the majority party in the House, and he hasn't solved this problem. So I'm not even in there to find out what the issues are yet. But a big question is, why hasn't the incumbent done this?
At the candidates' night, both contenders addressed the issue of climate change. Benninghoff expressed uncertainty about the cause of global warming.
First of all, I believe that climates change all the time. I believe after the ice edge, I suspect a lot of people thought global warming was occurring then. I believe that these are cyclical things that occur. Whether man's contributing to it to some extent is yet to be 100% proven. There are different opinions on that. I don't think you have to subscribe to one particular mindset or scientist's report.
I think science should be the guide here, not opinions.
For Fleck, who has been active in the Sierra Club Mo Shannon Group, the climate issue is crucial.
There's clear science from the majority of scientists that, in fact, fossil fuel is driving climate change, and it's showing up in all kind of very measurable ways.
And she thinks the state legislature should take action on climate change.
We need to do more. Transition our economy in Pennsylvania toward renewable energy so we can be part of the solution instead of the problem.
And what should the priorities be for Pennsylvania? In the 171st district, both candidates agree on the first item.
I think jobs are a very important necessity.
I agree. Jobs, number one issue.
As his second priority, Benninghoff named opioid abuse.
Pennsylvania is losing 10 people a day. That's 300 a month. That's a very sad statement, and this is multiple reasons why this is occurring, and it's not just addicts. It's people that are overusing prescriptions, and sadly, when that prescription runs out, they're turning to the streets where they can buy heroin at $5 a hit.
And Fleck's second priority is education.
We have some schools in Pennsylvania that are talking about going bankrupt because they don't get enough state funding. We also have kids that aren't able to afford college. We as a society owe it to our kids to make sure that they are prepared educationally to address the issues before them.
On Election Day, voters in Pennsylvania's 171st State House District will decide whether to choose first-time Democratic candidate Melody Fleck or stay the course with Republican incumbent Carrie Benninghoff. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.